It is a bright, hot day on the Naf River, which forms part of Myanmar's western border with Bangladesh. A fence of barbed wire stretches almost the entire 63-kilometer length of the Naf, from the ocean to the interior. Deputy Border Police Chief Yo Sui says since they began patrolling the waterways and coasts 2 years ago, no human traffickers have been found here.
There is no way to get out or exit from our jurisdiction in Mong Dog District. We have a system put in place to find out who is missing or entering our area. Since there is fencing all along this border, it's impossible to leave from this point. Small fishing boats are checked or inspected in and out of the tributaries as well.
On this fortified section of the border, authorities have built 27 outposts like this one to prevent smugglers from carrying their human cargo to sea. But Myanmar's coastline is long, and activists who track the boats say many leave from less patrolled areas further down the coast. In the past month, the country's navy has rescued more than 900 people from two different boats. The first ship carried 208 men. Authorities say 200 were from Bangladesh, but officials did not give VOA access to the 8 Rohingya on board. At the detention center where they are being held while waiting repatriation, the Bangladesh men tell VOA of the harrowing conditions they faced at sea. Mohammed says the conditions were a real-life nightmare.
My experience on that fishing trawler is the worst, which I've never suffered like this in my entire life. We were fed twice a day on board, and we survived.
He adds they were only given a little bit of fresh water and were beaten if they asked for more. Many from Bangladesh and Myanmar take to the seas seeking work or escape from oppression. Others, like Ismail, says he went to the Bangladesh port of Cox's Bazar in search of local employment, but ended up traveling much further.
When I got there, a broker trapped me into this mess. I did not intend to go to Malaysia.
With summer's arrival in Southeast Asia, sailing season for human smugglers is over. When the weather turns in October and ocean conditions begin to improve, there could be many more ships packed with desperate Rohingya and Bengalis. Colin Lovett, VOA News, Mung Dong, Myanmar.